Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. We got a lot to get into here today on the show. It is a busy weekend if you're a fan of mixed martial arts. There are Bellator shows, UFC shows, all sorts of things. But as far as professional wrestling, not a lot going on. We still have a while until the next WWE pay-per-view. If you want to talk about Wednesday's NXT, you're welcome to do that. I saw the show, and I very much enjoyed the show. And actually, I'm going to talk about the show today because I got a couple of points about it. But NXT is a topic today. SmackDown, Raw on Monday has a Ronda Rousey match. Yes, Ronda Rousey wrestling on Raw, teaming up with Natalya to face Nia Jax and Tamina. We got updates on my favorite topic, the XFL. There's more XFL news. Teams will be announced. 8 cities. They will do the announcement next week. Which 8 cities are going to be getting XFL teams? I can only hope Seattle is one of them. We have the tribute to the troops. We're going to talk about that yesterday. Didn't have a chance to. John Cena, Sports Person of the Year. Got a chance today to catch up on some news from the last couple of days, and we will have a lot of time to answer your questions. If you'd like to give us a call here today, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. That is the Sports Byline. Give us a call on the studio line, 844-411-5411. And you can send your text messages to 425-780-7566. All of these numbers are up and available on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. A lot of fun stuff up on my Twitter as well. Make sure you check out the Whale Scout, the fundraiser for this year. The books are gone. We still have a couple of co-host spots left. And obviously, those are going to be going quickly as well. So if you want an opportunity to do that, it is sticky to the top of my Twitter. And also sticky to the top of my Twitter, or at least it'll be bumped to the top of my Twitter, the match with the Rock and Roll Express. Have you seen it yet? Check it out. Lots to get into today. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
Yeah, we sort of stopped paying attention and racked up a lot of debt.
Yeah, it was stressful. He blamed me for my credit card debt, and I blamed him for building that man cave.
It's awesome. Anyway, we stopped blaming each other, did our homework, and read that a smart way to consolidate debt is to get a fixed rate loan. But getting a loan was brutal.
And a time drain.
So I was in my man cave researching personal loans, and I found Best Egg.
Yep.
They have an A-plus rating with the BBB, and Best Egg handles everything online, start to finish.
And Consumer Affairs gave Best Egg 5 stars for their easy online loan app. And we could be approved and funded in as little as one business day. I applied online with no impact to my credit score.
She always takes credit for my wins. But long story short, she got an awesome loan, yep, paid off our cards and some bills while lowering our monthly payment. The Best Egg loan was like a total fresh start.
Yeah.
Visit bestegg.com/blue. Bestegg.com/blue.
Subject to credit approval. Actual rates, fees, and approval times will vary.
The holidays are so full of cheer, there's barely time to make dinner. So order the Chili's 3-for-$10 deal to go.
Take Chili's to go, baby, go, baby, go.
You'll sing when you get an entree, starter, and Coke for just $10.
3-for-$10, baby, bucks, baby, bucks.
Order Chili's for the whole family.
Mom, dad, and kids, baby, kids, baby, kids.
And relax with Chili's at home.
While you sit on your butt, baby, butt.
Hey, not in front of the kids.
3-for-$10, baby, bucks, baby, bucks.
Mm-hmm.
And take your Chili's to go, baby, go, baby, go.
Available at participating restaurants only.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine.
but Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com, that's M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com, to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Lots to talk about here today. As noted in the opening segment, they've announced a match for Raw on Monday. Ronda Rousey set to wrestle on Raw for just the sixth time in her career. It is Ronda Rousey and Natalya versus Nia Jax and Tamina. Match comes in advance of Rousey defending her Raw Women's title against Jax at TLC December 16th. This person here, we already got texts about it. I can already see the heat stemming from that tag match, this person says. And I'm not going to lie, when I first saw it, my immediate thought was, God, Natalya's going to turn on Rousey. But, like, they can't do that, right? They just can't. I think the last time I checked, I believe there were 5 babyfaces on Raw and 9 heel women. Like, they can't move it to 4 and 10, can they? Really? I don't think so. I can't imagine her turning this Monday. But anything is possible.
That's true. And they could. Don't tempt them. Don't dare them. They could, but I don't think they will. It's not time to do it yet. There's too much other stuff going on. And until you're ready to transition in, and here's the thing, too. It's, you know, it may not be about Natalya at some point turning on Ronda Rousey, although we thought that from Jump Street. Depending on how things go with the Rousey character, depending on how things go leading into the Royal Rumble and leading into WrestleMania, and how ready a Baszler and the other 4 horsewomen may be, depending on the ideas that they have, you never know. You could see a big stomping of Natalya at some point down the line.
All right, let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on? Kick this show off.
Any question about the blackout on El Rey? Since all in the Leech of 4, there's been a blackout on Dish Network. Have you heard anything about the negotiations about getting El Rey back on TV? Because I think that's hurt Leech Underground, because that's where most people watch Leech Underground's on Dish.
Well, Leech Underground had their season finale, Ryan. There is no Leech Underground anymore.
When did Brian become, like, a reporter for, you know, like...
I'm the man in charge of finding out about...
What's the
bars,
Bill Murder Sports
the show pay-per-views,
journal.
And hey, sometimes I know about these things. But Ryan, what does it matter? There is no more Lucha Underground.
Brian ain't Nielsen.
El Rey is El Rey. Whatever's going on with El Rey, I mean, the show's
broadcasting
done.
And cable.
They did their finale, and there are no other tapings. There are no other shows in the can. I mean, right now it's done.
It's coming back because Wade Barrett made his big return, and they're teasing, you know, the 5th season being around him.
Yeah, he came back, but like for what? They haven't even taped any. They haven't even taped a season. It's going
to
magically appear out of thin air.
In 2 weeks.
Where's this tape coming from?
Well, it takes time. Maybe like a month from now, they'll tape like 20 new episodes, and they'll be season 5.
Hmm. I'll make you a deal, Ryan. I'll investigate the El Rey situation. You investigate when Lucha Underground is taping again, and we'll meet back here in the middle on another day. You got it?
Okay, I think I can find out pretty easily.
All right, you do that. All right, thanks, Ryan.
Do we have a plug at Multichannel News?
He's a reporter now for WrestlingObserver.com. Hopefully he can put that on his Twitter.
Oh, my God.
All right. As far as other news here today, slow news day, everybody. I don't know if you could tell by that call. Next up in Vince McMahon's XFL revival is set for next week at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey, next Wednesday, December 5th. The XFL will reveal which 8 cities will be getting teams for the league's 2020 launch. That's just over a year away, everybody. The XFL will also announce which venues the teams will be playing at. The XFL will stream next Wednesday's announcement live on the league's website and social media accounts at noon Eastern. What's the website? XFL.com?
I would assume so.
My own website didn't even announce what that was. I'll check. Yep, it is. It is, in fact, XFL.com.
How about that?
It appears that St. Louis, Missouri will be home to one of the XFL's eight teams. KSDK-TV reported earlier this week the XFL will be coming to St. Louis with five of the team's 10 regular season games being played at the Dome at America's Center. The venue was formerly known as the Edward Jones Dome. The NFL Rams played there prior to moving to L.A. in 2016. Instead of using a franchise model with individual owners, the XFL will own all of the teams in the league. A television media rights deal for the XFL has yet to be announced. It's
going to
be a hell of a league without TV.
Oh, man. And their main competition, the Alliance of American Football, has a league, and they are looking like they are the official feeder system to the NFL. All of their guys are going to be signed to three-year contracts that they can only get out of if they're going to the NFL or XFL, or I'm sorry, the NFL or the CFL. I don't know how the XFL actually holds on here, and it'll be interesting to see where they put these teams because the AAF already has their markets all sewn up, you know, markets like Birmingham, Memphis, Orlando, places where WWE would want to go, San Antonio. So it'll be interesting to see where they go. Portland is an opportunity. Oakland's an opportunity. Oklahoma City, Philadelphia, Atlantic City, Tampa. There are places like that. I don't know about Seattle, though.
You know, I don't know where everybody gets all their information, but it's infuriating.
Why?
This person here says, so the Raw ratings only factor in cable. Does WWE have any way to gauge how many people watch on satellite providers or IPTV subscription services? Listen, everybody. If you're watching Raw, that counts in the ratings. If you're watching Raw on a satellite provider, it counts in the rating. If you're watching Raw on Hulu live TV, it counts in the rating.
Plus three, plus seven.
If you're watching Raw on DirecTV Now, it counts in the rating. The only thing that doesn't count in the rating is if you're watching it on some torrent site or something like that. But if you have a legitimate subscription to anything that provides you with the USA Network, you're being counted in the Raw rating. So it doesn't matter if people have cut the cord and moved to Hulu Live TV. It still counts in the rating. Is that clear? All right. Just want to get that out there. John Cena, our main man John Cena, will be honored at next month's Sports Illustrated Sportsperson of the Year Awards. Sports Illustrated announced Cena will receive the Muhammad Ali Legacy Award at the Sportsperson of the Year ceremony in L.A. on December 11th. What's so funny? The award honors a sports figure, Mike, who embodies the ideals of sportsmanship, leadership, and philanthropy, and has used sports as a platform to make the world a better place.
You know what?
All of that applies to John Cena.
Big match, John. You bet your ass. You know what? I shouldn't be laughing, but I'm quite entertained that of all the people that they've taken in all of sports, they went to sports entertainment. But John Cena's efforts for Make-A-Wish have been tireless. They have been incredible. They have been something that all athletes, and no matter who you are, you know, if you can do an hour of charity work, you know, a year, why don't you do that when John Cena is doing in a million, you know, how much, when did John Cena sleep when he was at his peak going around and doing as many Make-A-Wishes as he was in being on the road? It was an incredible feat.
From his unparalleled work, which is true, by the way, with the Make-A-Wish Foundation to a support.
I just said that.
For a wide range of causes, ranging from activism for military families to cancer research, Mike. John has made personal outreach and generosity of time and spirit his calling cards.
I'd like to make an outreach to you,
said the Sports Illustrated executive editor, Stephen Canella. He might just be the most charitable person in all sports, and his dedication to philanthropy richly respects the spirit of the All Legacy Award.
John Cena, you are the king of kings.
That's right, he is. give this man some credit. He's a very busy man. What was JBL's problem last night, this person says? I wasn't paying attention. Him and somebody else had a kerfluffle, if I recall correctly.
Cody,
that's right.
Well, it seemed to be one-sided. It just seemed to be JBL. Did Cody actually ever respond?
I hope not. JBL is just an angry, bitter fella.
Oh.
And he shouts at clouds. Joshing. And I'll look it up during the break. Back
was
in a moment.
Was he serious?
Observer Live.
Get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime. Sound of the river, you're stopping your home.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, it makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number, 800-603-0885, 800-603-0885, 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Oh, man, I'm so glad I looked that up during the break.
What's up?
Well, first off, I had to go on our own board because JBL blocked me on Twitter. What an idiot. So this guy, this JBL,
deserve it.
I mean, I'm sure that he was, I don't know what his deal was, but he decided that he was going to tweet out, I'll read his tweets right here. He's mad at Cody. Seriously, Cody Rhodes is a tool, he says, not in my league, I'm retired. Got serious money on the Cowboys, I couldn't get money on Cody Rhodes if I tried. I'd kill Cody Rhodes. Cody Rhodes couldn't beat me if he tied me to a tree, neither could his dad. What a moron. What's wrong with people? Let me tell you something, everybody. This is not like fantasy you know, martial arts magazines, pro wrestling magazines here. JBL's a 52-year-old man who's a physical wreck, who's never had a real fight in his life. I mean, maybe he, you know, took advantage of some guys when they weren't ready in a ring or something like that. But Cody Rhodes was a 2-time state amateur champion. He's trained in jiu-jitsu. He'd ruin JBL. I don't know what JBL's talking about here. What he's probably doing is talking from somewhere out in the Caribbean or wherever he's living. And he knows that he can just rant and rave on Twitter and nobody's going to do anything about it. But he's a numbskull.
You think he was just busting balls?
For what? Why?
Just
have you ever read his Twitter? I mean, I haven't because I'm blocked, but I've heard.
Didn't he like his dad? I mean, isn't he maybe just trying to stay relevant at the very, like, you know, worst? I mean, I just don't see where John Layfield would come out of nowhere.
Do you know anything about JBL?
I do, but, like, even by those standards, wouldn't this be a little left field? Maybe he was just trying to, like, have some fun and attention, and it kind of just went south or something like that. I mean, I don't know. It just seems kind of ridiculous that JBL is looking for a legitimate fight out of nowhere with Cody Rhodes. It's just, I don't know. Maybe I can't make that jump, but who the hell knows? It is 2018.
Well, my money's on Cody. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, this is Sean from Chicago. How's it going?
Yes.
I was literally just about to call in about this subject when I heard Semper VB say Big Match John. It reminded me to call in about this very subject, so glad you guys brought it up on the break. Yeah, pretty much agree with you guys, just that I don't understand why JBL is coming out. I mean, he said on Twitter it was his birthday last night, so he obviously had a handful of drinks in him. So, I mean, he was definitely spouting off the mouth from that reason. But, I mean, the thing is with Cody, it's like Cody, he's been more relevant in his two and a half, three years from WWE than JBL ever was when he was WWE champion or feuding with whatever person, you know what I mean? So,
well, if you tell me that JBL was hammered and decided to tweet, that's not going to surprise me at all. Again, I think that would be more the case than legitimate malice, but who knows? Has Cody responded? That's what I want to know.
Well, here's the thing, that like all that stuff is like kind of like, I think, water off the back to Cody Rhodes. I mean, I don't think, but the line about like I'd beat him and his old man Dusty, I think that's the line that really kind of like, I think, was very over the line.
He said he could beat his
JBL dad. Doesn't want to be all in with a comment like that.
Yeah. Well, there you go. That's the story, everybody.
All in, not going to Bermuda anytime soon.
That's right. Thanks so much for the call. I really appreciate it. Why do people say such stupid things on Twitter? It just astonishes me.
Because we have a radio show. We can do it here.
Yeah, but I don't say anything that's stupid on here. This person here says, if you're going to report news, report it accurately. JBL tweeted later he had been drinking and was just aggravating Cody. Dude, what do you want me to do? I'm blocked from the guy's Twitter. I had to go to my message board and read all of the things that he tweeted on there. I read everything that was on our board. Does anybody listen to this show? I can't read JBL's Twitter. He's blocked me. What do you want me to do?
Want me to read it for you?
Kidding me?
Could have asked.
No, I don't care. It's just stupid. This person can't believe you haven't been blocked by JBL.
No, see, yeah, one of the few, actually, that hasn't blocked me.
First says, what is the main event for WrestleMania 35? Ronda versus Becky or Seth versus Brock? It depends on which one's hotter at the time. Yeah. I mean, they want a main event with a women's match, but, I mean, if it's just not that hot, it's not going to headline.
Yeah.
First says, JBL stated he had too much to drink last night, apologized, and said he respects and has a long history with Dusty.
Hey, boy, listen to me. You should take note of this because you got that Christmas show you announced coming up. You're inviting in Lance. You're inviting in Tom. Who the hell knows what's going
to
happen?
I never threatened to beat anybody up on the Christmas show.
Yeah, but you speak kind of wild on there.
JBL had his birthday yesterday. He was getting super drunk and went on a crazy rant. Well, you know what? When you drink, you shouldn't be on Twitter.
Was he trying to get booked?
You don't see me tweeting during the Christmas show. Let's go to the phones. You're in the air. What's up?
Hey, this is Bruce in Huntsville. I have a topic for discussion, but first I got kind of a procedural question. Is Granny feeling better?
Yeah. Was she not feeling good?
Oh, yeah. It was just the other day on the show, you talked about like she was having a stroke or something like that.
Oh, that was weeks ago. She was just tired.
Oh, gotcha. Well, I need to get caught up anyhow. So what I wanted to ask about was earlier in the week after Raw, somebody sent in a question that Baron Corbin was getting good heel heat because we're not supposed to want to see him on TV anyway. But
yeah, that person doesn't understand wrestling, but go ahead.
Yeah, and you retorted that it's just go-away heat. And I recall you saying similar things about Big Cass and Carmella whenever they were so heavily featured on TV. And it got me thinking, anytime a heel does something heelish, like Ruby breaking the sunglasses, Dean turning on Seth, and now Corbin and his crew beating up Elias and Finn unfairly, the heat always seems to get transferred to the writers, to Road Dogg and his crew, and not the wrestlers themselves. In this day and age where kayfabe is 100% dead and buried, what can, and this does seem to be a WWE-only problem, what can they do to rectify that?
Thank you very much for this call. Hey, I want to really thank you for this call. You reminded me of something I wanted to rant about today. So buckle up, everybody. All right. Last night I watched NXT, and I very much enjoyed the show. NXT from San Jose, California. Dave Meltzer was there. It was a one-hour show, and they had a match in the opener, and it was The Mighty, and they were facing Oney Lorcan, and what's the partner's name? I'm trying to get my report right here. Oney Lorcan and Danny Burch. So Oney Lorcan and Danny Burch are the babyfaces. The Mighty are the heels. So when the match was over, the babyfaces won, and the heels jumped them afterwards and laid a massive beating on them. Fans booed the heels. They did not cheer the heels for laying a massive beating on the babyfaces. Then we had a Kairi Sane interview, and she was there with her friends, Io Shirai, and the captain of Team Kick. And they talked about how, at the pay-per-view, Kairi had been assaulted by three women, and her two friends had come out to make the save. We had a Marcel Bartel versus EC3 match. EC3, the babyface. EC3 won. EC3 cut a promo challenging Bobby Fish. The fans cheered the babyface. We had a Vanessa Bourne-Mia Yim match. Mia Yim, they called her the hometown girl. I realize it's not actually her hometown, but Seattle is not actually Daniel Bryan's hometown, but they say it is, okay? They said it was her hometown. She was the hometown girl. She was victorious. Everybody cheered. They were so happy. And then in the main event, we had Lars Sullivan and Keith Lee, and they had a great match, and it was just great. Point of this is, I keep hearing these things on this show about how it's the fans' fault that they react this way, about how kayfabe is dead, about how you can't have, like, if a heel lays waste to somebody and they beat him up with a kendo stick, they're just going to be cheered and all of this stuff. And it really hit me watching NXT last night that this is complete BS, okay? There's no other wrestling promotion that I can think of that is promoting in this world right now. I'm talking Japan, Mexico, MLW, Ring of Honor, anybody, where the crowd is reacting to everybody in this way. Not even in NXT, which is a WWE brand. It's only Raw and SmackDown. That's it! Find me another example in any other promotion in the world. The problem here is not the fans. The problem is they can't write a show to save their life. And by they, quite frankly, I'm talking about Vince. There needs to be a Vince McMahon intervention. I don't know what's going on with this guy. Like, he's lost it. These shows are completely nonsensical. The Becky thing at SummerSlam, I mean, I ranted about this for months. I'm not even going to go into it again. But, like, to any normal human being watching it, Becky should have come out of that as the babyface. They were clueless. They thought that Becky was going to come out of it a heel. And then I had to hear, well, you know, Becky, you know, she attacked Charlotte. Of course she, no, not of course she's going to get cheered. She was going to get cheered because that was logical based on what they'd done on television. But they can't figure this out. This is not
people,
a wrestling fandom thing.
No, their own people blame the fans. Their own people have blamed the fans, whether it be Road Dogg or Dustin Rhodes or even in storyline Daniel Bryan and Becky Lynch. They've tried to blame the fans as the reason why.
It's not the fans.
No.
The fans react perfectly. The fans react exactly as they should in NXT. The baby faces in NXT are baby faces. The heels in NXT are heels. The heels don't get cheered. The baby faces don't get booed. I mean, you may have a tiny, tiny pocket of people that do. But in general, every reaction they get is the one they want. And it's the same everywhere else in the world. So I don't want to hear all of this ridiculous narrative that, oh my God, the fans today, it's the fans' fault, the fans this, the fans. It's not the fans. The fans are conditioned by the promotion. And the promotion has conditioned these fans to react the way they're reacting. That's it. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
This is Bully Ray.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor.
To tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience.
Treat yourself this holiday season and get live streaming of ROH on tour events like Honor Reigns Supreme.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events. Out-of-print compilations.
50% off pay-per-views.
And more.
Or better yet,
go VIP and receive every major pay-per-view for free,
including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network. Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events and receive 15% off at ROHProShop.com on exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to ROHHonorClub.com.
ROHHonorClub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices and Roku.
We are Honor Club, and honor is real.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Are you wasting hundreds of dollars each year on contact lenses? Would you like to be able to see clearly again without reading glasses? Make the smart choice with IQ Laser Vision. Their team has performed over 150,000 LASIK and smile procedures, and with 11 locations on the West Coast and special out-of-town packages, there is a solution just right for you. See why they have a 5-star rating on Yelp. Check out IQLaserVision.com. That's IQLaserVision.com.
IQ Laser Vision.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Let's go to the phones. Last call here today. Then I got a bunch of text messages and news. So you're on the air. What's up?
Hey, this is Joey from Lodi. I completely agree with your points on the product and it being more, the writing's fault and not the fans' fault and everything like that. And I think one of the problems is that the product's really stale. And the example I was thinking of, I like what they're doing with Daniel Bryan, but like Daniel Bryan and Brock Lesnar just have the same gimmick on two different shows. They're just two guys that the two champions, and then they just don't want to work the shows, and that's what gets them heat. Well, in storyline, they don't want to work the shows. And, like, that's just, you've pointed this out before, but I think that's some of the problem, too. It's just stale. SmackDown just feels like raw light, and everything just feels, nothing feels genuine, nothing feels new anymore. I think that's one of the big, I think that's one of the advantages NXT has, too, is just.
Well, let's backtrack a little bit, okay? So you mentioned that, like, one of the ways that they try to get heat is to pretend like people don't want to work on the show. And,
okay,
they did that for Brock Lesnar. But why did they do that? Because they couldn't figure out how to get Roman Reigns cheered. And so because they couldn't get him cheered, their idea was, well, let's get Brock booed, and then maybe they'll cheer Roman. Which, by the way, I don't want to brag here, but I told everyone exactly what would happen. It was not going to get Roman Reigns cheered. It was going to get both of them hated. And that is exactly what happened there. But the reason they did that was they couldn't figure out how to get a babyface cheered. And it was the only thing that they could come up with to get Brock Lesnar booed. Because they don't understand. For some reason, Vince is completely, he completely has lost the ability to understand the basic psychology of human beings. He's lost it. I don't know what's going on.
He does one half of it. He can make people hate them.
Yeah, but it's cheap heat. That's not good psychology. Like, anybody can go out there and yell, like, look at the Dean Ambrose promo the last couple of weeks. First week he comes out, this town stinks. Like, really? That's what you came up with to try to get heat? The town stinks? And the next week he's like, I'm going to go to the town next week, but it's so disgusting that I need to get immunized. And he's got this doctor, you know, giving him a shot. Like, are you kidding me? That's what you've come up with to try to get Dean Ambrose heel heat? First, you tried to get the guy. You try to take advantage of a guy having leukemia. It didn't work. So now your idea is he's going to talk about the town stinks? Like, this is literally what we're dealing with here. I'm not making any of this up. This is what we're dealing with right here. Okay? There was a period where Vince McMahon had an excellent grasp of human psychology. I watch it every week in the 90s. He could manipulate those fans. He was a genius. Now he's off the rails. Like, he can't figure anything out. And then, like, it just snowballs into something even dumber. Everything is, I don't know, it's just a waste of time. Let's go to these text messages here. We got more about this ratings thing. People cannot figure this out. Here we go. So Raw ratings aren't cable only. No, they're not cable only. Like, over a year ago, Nielsen had already announced that they were tracking.
Monitoring.
The viewership from Hulu, YouTube TV, and I forget the other ones that were, Amazon Live TV or whatever was going to be added this year.
Sling and such.
I mean, they're counted. 2 years ago, maybe not, but 2 years ago, nobody was watching, so it didn't matter anyway. But yes, if you're watching on Hulu, all of these, your eyeballs are counted in these Nielsen ratings. And besides, let me tell you another thing, okay? Forget all of that, all right? Let's say that there are 100 people that are watching Raw on TV, all right? 100 people. If 100 of them are watching Raw, the Raw rating would be 100. 100 out of 100, right? It's a percentage.
Yeah.
Okay. So the Raw rating would be 100. All right? So let's say that 5 of those people cut the cord. They cut the cord. They're done. They're no longer being tracked. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So now there's 95 people. But guess what?
What?
Nielsen's only tracking the same 95 people because it's a percentage. So 5 people cut the cord, and the remaining 95 people are still watching Raw. Raw's rating is still 100.
That's true.
So let's say that there's 100 people watching Raw, and 75 of them cut the cord. Mm-hmm. There's only 25 left of them with television.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If all 25 of those people are watching Raw, guess what? The Raw rating is still 100.
It's good.
So it doesn't even matter whether they're being tracked or not. The Raw rating is the Raw rating. It is a percentage of the viewers that have the channel available to them, whether that's cable television, whether that's a streaming service, whether that's whatever. So the Raw rating being down has zero to do with cord cutting. Nothing. Zero. And it never will.
Can I note something about what you said about the fans' reaction and the cause of some of these numbers? Do you think it's because everybody else still has some semblance of pro wrestling and coherence and things that go with pro wrestling and are not just a variety show that is done by the seat of Vince McMahon's pants? Do you think that's got something to do with the fact that everybody else gets a different reaction out of their fans, for the most part, in general, than WWE does on Raw and SmackDown?
I didn't hear a word you said. I'm sorry. Say it again.
Never mind. Move on.
There's another numbskull. This person says, there's an optional setting on DirecTV Now that can be turned on or off depending on if you want to be counted toward Nielsen ratings. Well, if you turn it off, you're not counted, so it doesn't matter. It's a percentage of the people that have the ability to watch it. That's it.
This is like theater. This is like Dave Meltzer battles tweets on air. It's starring Brian Alvarez.
It doesn't matter if Nielsen is tracking these services or not. It's a percentage. All right. First says, I'm pretty sure the Mandy-Sonya storyline is ongoing. Last week, Sonya pushed Mandy out of the way to save her from a finish, but Mandy didn't seem to realize what happened. This week, Mandy tried to weaken Asuka, but Sonya didn't see it.
Oh, yeah.
I think the storyline is going to be they both keep helping each other, not realizing the other's doing the same, and getting mad at each other as a result.
And then they kiss.
This is ridiculous.
Well, look, I think Mandy's going to turn on Sonya. I'm going to see Sonya being the baby face in that exchange, and I think that's a direction sooner or later that they'll probably go in with Mandy Rose going over because Mandy Rose is someone that they love.
Brazier says, the Young Bucks say they made trademarks so they can keep the name The Elite. What does this mean for the possible promotion? Well,
who cares?
No, this is an interesting question. So some of these trademarks.
One's All Elite, one is The Elite.
Some of these trademarks were not trademarked by the Young Bucks and Cody, but they were trademarked by Jacksonville Jaguars or whatever the parent company is that trademarked them. So
Jaguars.
I mean, technically, that would mean that, for example, All Elite Wrestling, like if nothing comes of this promotion, they can't start All Elite Wrestling on their own unless they have the permission of the Jaguars who trademarked it. Now, the stuff that they did trademark, they have the rights to it. So, for example, like if they come to an agreement with the Jaguars or whoever to start this All Elite Wrestling promotion, and they want to bring their trademarks into the... As long as everyone's on the same page, that's fine. I mean, WWE, for example, if WWE signs the Young Bucks, if they trademarked... If the Young Bucks have the trademark for the Young Bucks, then WWE may or may not allow them to be the Young Bucks. They may want... here's a good example. Matt Hardy owns the trademarks to Broken Matt Hardy. He owns them. Impact Wrestling gave them up, and Matt Hardy procured them. Matt Hardy owns the trademarks to the Broken Universe. WWE is having him do the exact same gimmick. However, he is Woken Matt Hardy because they want to own the trademark. They don't want him owning the trademark for Broken Universe. So it's Woken Universe in WWE. So Young Bucks owning the trademarks for Young Bucks, for example... I mean, maybe because they're massive stars, WWE will just be like, dude, we just want to market it, and that'll be that. Or they may say, listen, you're going to have to be the middle-aged Bucks or something. I don't know. So
the big Bucks?
We'll see. Big Bucks. It's not bad.
Hey, I have a feeling like Samoa Joe and AJ Styles, they'll just go ahead and acquiesce because of the stars that the Young Bucks are, even a guy like Adam Cole. I mean, if they're not going to change him, they're not going to change up the Young Bucks, I wouldn't think. But, yeah, I forgot what I was even going to say now. This show has just been something else.
Okay, this guy says, I like how you bury the listeners on the air for asking questions. If they are trolls, then fair game, but it sounds to me that they were just asking your professional opinion. Hold on a second. Somebody asked me if Nielsen took into account streaming services. They said, isn't Nielsen cable only? Okay? I answered that question. I said, no, they're not cable only. Nielsen is tracking the streaming services as well. So then this person asked me, so Raw ratings aren't cable only. Okay, I just answered that question. So yes, if you ask the question again that I just answered, I'm going to get upset about it. And if people keep asking the same question after I explain it over and over, I'm going to get upset about it. People are determined to believe what they want to believe, even if it's not true. It's not just wrestling. It is a worldwide phenomenon over the last decade or so. It's crazy to me.
Can we get a drop of the Hal McRae getting going nuts when he was manager of the Kansas City Royals? I'm tired of all these stupid-ass questions. Threw the ashtray at the guy. It's Brian right now in the house.
I will apologize to the DirecTV guy. He says, I wasn't trying to be an idiot, just pointing out facts. Thanks. I apologize to you. I got set off because I keep having people try to explain to me something that's not true. Yes, there is that feature on DirecTV. I'm not mad at you, but I will point out that the feature has nothing to do with anything whatsoever.
And I hope that everything works out with All Elite and with the cons and everything else, because we really need to see a Tuesday night Dynamite TV show.
This person wants to know when the next draft is going to take place. Right after WrestleMania, I presume, like it does every year. Although it's not a draft, it is a superstar shakeup. Because Vince doesn't like the word draft. This is a grown man. Does not like the word draft.
Who's going to have a
or manager?
Going to be a football league, but doesn't like the word draft.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. How are they going to do the XFL draft? Is it going to be an XFL superstar shakeup? I had not thought of that. I had not thought of that.
Yeah.
Thank God they don't get belts in football.
There's no general manager anymore.
Is it going to be
the
called
commissioner?
Is it going to be called the Super Bowl, or will it be the XFL championship opportunity at the end of the year?
That's what everybody's playing for, an opportunity at the end of the year.
Mm.
So you could win all of your games and still not make it. They could choose somebody else because you failed to grab the brass ring and that other team did.
Spurs says, don't forget JBL got his ass kicked by Bart Gunn in the Brawl for All. Well, Bart Gunn was great. I'm not going to hold that against JBL.
How about Joey Styles?
That's different. Spurs says, I'm the guy that mentioned you're being worked by Baron Corbin. You said I didn't understand wrestling. Where's my apology? You don't understand. I'm not apologizing to you. If Baron Corbin is a heel to the point that everyone turns off the show, that's not a good heel. You understand? You're going to run a wrestling company where your goal is to have heels that make everybody leave? Raw did a horrible number on Monday because Baron Corbin was all over the show. That's bad, not good. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491.
800-593-7491. Call now.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
A couple of text messages here. Chris in Nacogdoches says, Arena Mexico crowds often cheer the Rudos over the Technicos, but that is often because of bad booking similar to WWE. Well, there you go. He also says, Ryan-esque speculation here. What if Cody isn't re-signing with the Ring of Honor because him and JBL are fighting each other in Ryzen?
Dun, dun, dun.
I cannot imagine.
Hey, if you weren't in a bad mood enough already, I think
you
might
mood.
Be. After seeing the Black Label Pro
don't put me in a bad mood.
Match of the year, PCO and Darby. Jordan Grace and Ethan Page. Filthy and Gresham. And Marco against Swoggle.
You've got to be kidding me. Marco and Swoggle.
Man. Swoggle.
Above me and Marco?
Yeah, man.
I'm disgusted. Mikey's going to get it.
Heat.
He's going to be replacing Marco after this. And finally, the person says, once the XFL playoff starts, it'll be called the Series of Games for a title opportunity. It's a championship opportunity. Let's get that straight. All right, everybody, we're out of time. We're here every day, Monday through Friday. Noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday. 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Lots to talk about over the next couple of weeks, heading into what will soon be WrestleMania season for WWE. We're a month away, so look forward to that. And check out WrestlingObserver.com for more. Lots of great shows up there. Lots of observers, radio shows, and more. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.